Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich is appealing to Vincentians to be responsible and continue to practice the COVID-19 safety protocols as the country continues to see a steady increase in the number of confirmed positive COVID-19 cases.
Overnight, we have gone up to 69 active cases of COVID. We had 2 PCR positives and 8 rapid antigen positive cases reported. And remember, we always say, for every case reported or every case tested, you have to assume there are about 5 or, 10 other cases out there. So we are very concerned about what we are seeing. We have also seen that we have 2 admissions to hospital now on vaccinated persons. And we're definitely seeing these numbers going up and not coming down and going back to what they were, say, a month or so ago. And this is a disturbing trend. So even though the mass gathering protocols were discontinued in that persons can, gather whether they are vaccinated or not, numbers, no formal restrictions to numbers in most places, we're still urging persons that even though those things were removed, persons need to be aware. COVID is still around. It is very much around in St. Vincent. And persons, we are asking persons to be responsible in how you function.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, the Chief Education Officer in Barbados, Dr. Ramona Archer-Bratcher, has denied claims of COVID-19 outbreaks at schools across the country. However, she confirmed that the Blackman and Gollop Primary School has moved away from a blended approach to full in-person learning using 3 feet physical distancing protocols. According to the Chief Education Officer, investigations by the Ministry of Education and the COVID-19 Monitoring Unit found that there was enough space on the compound for all students to return. Internationally, the White House says the U.S. has passed more than 1 million COVID-related deaths. President Joe Biden says that the country is marking a tragic milestone and each death is an irreplaceable loss. It is the highest official total in the world, although the World Health Organization believes the true death toll may be much higher elsewhere. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.